The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
There's a recipe for getting your car running just right, and ebaymotors.com has all the ingredients you need. They have over 122 million car parts and accessories in stock, all at the right prices. Now that's tasty. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Whether you upgrade your car because you need to or because you want to, eBay Motors has all the car parts you need. Over 122 million of them, from new rims to seat cushions. All at the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Here with the betting extraordinaire, we've been red hot in the National Football League playoffs. We are now entering, we got three games left, Stucky. It makes me, well, I guess, you know, you count the Pro Bowl. Do they even still play the Pro Bowl?
I don't count the Pro Bowl. I refuse to bet the Pro Bowl. Some people bet the Pro Bowl, but I do not count.
So maybe, you know, are you a true gambler? Because I feel like the true degenerates get a little action on that bad boy.
But look, I'll be betting
once they
like
started going like
MEAC basketball that day, so I'll have my fill.
Okay. Yeah, you follow Stucky on Twitter. You know, he's heavy into the college basketball, but let's dive into these conference championship games. We got the AFC game, the NFC game. You can hear Stucky Action Network podcast every Thursday. Comes out also Bets on Campus Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah, big Bets on Campus Monday, Wednesday, Friday, college basketball. It's college football too, but we transition to college basketball through the end of the tournament.
Well, let's start with the first game because I do think it could be a dud. I already have a large wager on the Kansas City Chiefs. I went back and did a little film study. The Chiefs were killing them that final game. They were up pretty, you know, multiple touchdowns, and Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase turned into Joe Montana and Randy Moss, and, you know, came storming back. The Chiefs, kind of like last week, couldn't cover anyone. But the one thing about last week, talking to my boys in Kansas City, they thought that the Honey Badger getting KO'd early in that game. Now, the Honey Badger is not what he once was, but from a cerebral standpoint, he gets people lined up. He's really their middle linebacker on defense, and the communication was all messed up. That's why a guy you might have known, I didn't really know who Gabriel Davis was, and I was like, who? Because I kept being fooled by the team thinking, oh, Diggs is killing him. Then he'd be like, oh, that's 13 again. And it was crazy to watch. But I think when you probably look at the statistics and just watching him with your eyes, I mean, Mahomes, these last 6 or 7 weeks has arguably been the best player in football. The Chiefs, you know, 4 straight AFC championship games, the chance to go first, you know, them and the Patriots over the last couple decades would be the teams to go to 3 straight Super Bowls. They're obviously a massive favorite. I know it's a big line, and the one thing gambling with you all year, those big lines, good teams, they're dumb to do sometimes. But I think the Bengals, this is kind of a, I mean, they might be here to stay, you know, as a playoff team, but this feels about 2 years early to be this far. And the Chiefs clearly are a powerhouse. I like the Chiefs -7. I like them big in this game. Stucky, what about you?
Yeah, I would lean towards the Bengals, especially if I can get 7.5. I mean, here's the thing. The Chiefs are spectacular. Mahomes is spectacular. But they struggle covering, you know, touchdown or greater spreads. I mean, if you look back historically at Mahomes, he's elite covering spreads when they're under a field goal, or in the rare case that he was an underdog way back in the day. But, you know, if you look back at his career, he's actually under 500 as a favorite of 7 or more points. And by the way, Joe Burrow, 10-2 against the spread as a dog of 3 or more in the NFL. And if you go back to 1970, favorites of 7 or more in the conference championship game, they're 32-5 straight up. So they've won 32 out of 37. And I would expect the Chiefs to win this game, but they're only 15-22 against the spread. It's just a lot to cover. And the reason why the Chiefs struggle to cover such, you know, high numbers of 7 or more, it's not because of Mahomes. It's because of their defense, right? Like, it's can their defense get enough stops? And then even if Mahomes is spectacular, as he generally is in the playoffs, I think he has 24 touchdowns and 1 interception and at home in the playoffs in his career. Even if they're up 14 late, it's like, okay, can the Bengals go down and score and make this a 7-point game? Absolutely. So I'd like the Bengals a little bit. I don't love it. I just think that they can move the ball here. I'll be really interested to see if the Chiefs do blitz and if they play man heavy, because that's what Burrow has carved up all year long. And they did it. They went with their tendencies. They blitz and they were playing man when they played the Bengals. And he threw for, I mean, Chase had, I don't know, 270 yards in that game. So I'll be curious to see how they play. I assume the Bengals, their offensive line's a mess. They're going to go a lot of empty set to kind of negate that. Their numbers in empty set these playoffs and all year have been phenomenal. And Burrow hasn't been getting sacked when he's in empty set. So I'm curious to see how they play it. If you're looking for a prop, Tyler Boyd out there, it's over like 37, 38 yards. He averages like 51, 52 during the regular season. I assume what the Chiefs are going to do is they're going to say, all right, let's look back at that regular season matchup. We obviously have no one who can cover Chase. Let's bracket him. Let's make sure he doesn't beat us, a la Stephon Diggs last week. They took him completely out of the game. And then guess who ate? Was Gabriel Davis, who had a million touchdowns. So I think Tyler Boyd can be the benefactor of a lot of added attention to Chase. It could be Higgins, but his number's up there. Boyd hasn't had explosion playoff games, so I think that number's a little deflated. It's a tough one. If you want to say Chiefs are clearly better, and I'm not afraid of Burrow going into Arrowhead, even though he's so young. He's been in so many big games, and this team, this Bengals team, kind of reminds me of some of like the Ravens teams with Flacco. Like, they're just not afraid. So I don't know. If I had to call it, I'd say Chiefs win by 4. But I could see your argument here. The Bengals could be over their head, and you'll probably know right away.
Yeah, I agree. And let's face it. I mean, we have the Bills Chiefs was the heavyweight match. We just got it a week early. This feels like a heavyweight match. Kyle Shanahan versus Sean McVay. The Rams made all these trades for this moment. The irony is the Niners made one of the biggest trades in NFL history, definitely the biggest trade in their franchise for a quarterback, yet he doesn't sniff the field because of Jimmy G. But Jimmy G's played in this game before, you know, just a couple years ago. Now, granted, he only had 8 pass attempts in that game because they ran it all over the Rams' throat. But I was at this game 4 weeks ago, and it's one of the craziest things I've ever seen live. And it kind of caps off.
If it didn't happen, they're not in the playoffs. None of this happens.
I know. And you saw Sean Payton. He's like, I'm rooting against the Rams because they cost them the spot. I mean, we're sitting in our seats going, what's the Falcons score? And by the time it got to like, I think it was like 24-6. You're like, you knew it was over and the Niners were losing, but it all flipped and the Niners now have won. I saw ESPN stats and info. They're the first team in league history to win 3 straight games on the road against teams with 12 plus wins. And this has a chance to be 4. Now, obviously, it'd be beating the same team twice, but I think we're on the same page here. I mean, I have money on the Niners' money line. I think this game's a coin flip. I would hammer the Niners plus 3.5. Debo has owned the Rams in the 2 matchups this year. Now, Cooper Kupp's a problem. I mean, Cooper Kupp is a major problem.
And but he's a problem against everybody. He's going to get his, no matter who he plays, pretty much.
Now, the one thing Stafford, I give him credit these last 2 weeks, he's been pretty dialed. No turnovers, has looked awesome. The 2 games against the Niners this year, he's thrown 4 interceptions. So to me, if he throws interceptions, the Niners are going to win. If he plays like he has the last couple weeks, probably advantage Rams. But the other big story, I don't know if you know, out in your neck of the woods out here, it's going to be a Niner home game. They tried to make it like we're only allowing it to people within the, you know, the area codes. And then Ticketmaster is like, we don't give a shit. So, and I think it's just going to be a sea of red. It's going to be tough, man. I love the Niners plus 3.5, and I like them to win the game straight up.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there's – oh, and by the way, just to circle back one last thought on the Bengals. The Bengals, like I said, you have to know right away, the Bengals have to jump out to lead. They have to start fast here. I don't know if there's going to be a hangover for the Chiefs, but for what it's worth, teams – after winning in overtime in the playoffs, you would think, sigh of relief, let's go. Only 3-11 straight up the next week, 5-9 against the spread. So I don't know if the Chiefs come out just a little like flat after just such an amazing game. I don't know. But the Bengals have to capitalize on it. They have to come out fast. But yeah, in regards to Rams, Niners, 3.5 is too many. I think these two teams are pretty much even from a power ratings perspective. And then home field advantage, I'm like, there's none pretty much here. You probably have more 49ers fans. It's a divisional matchup, so there's familiarity here. I mean, neither team had a bye, right? So it's not like one team had a bye in the first week. And then,
I hear you.
And I just think that these two teams, you know, the 49ers match up extremely well with the Rams. They can attack the middle of the field, which is where the Rams are weak. And look, here's a stat. The Rams defense only allowed one quarterback all year to average over 9 yards per attempt. It was Jimmy G twice. That was it. No other quarterback averaged over 9 yards per attempt. I mean, I can go on and on. I mean, Jimmy G's 15-4 against the spread as an underdog, covering by 9 points per game. How about 14-5 straight up as an underdog? That's the best winning percentage as an underdog in the Super Bowl era. And Shanahan has owned McVay. 7-3 against the spread, 4-0 straight up as a dog over the past two seasons, 6-0 straight up over the past three seasons. I think they match up well. And one of the reasons that I liked the Rams last week was that the Bucs blitz, and they blitz more than any team in the NFL, and it ended up costing them at the end. They blitzed them for whatever reason. Bowles blitzed the guy that was on cup. And Stafford all year has been great against the blitz. The Niners don't really blitz, and they don't have to blitz because that front four is playing so well. They're dominating against the run, which is pretty much how the Rams set everything up, and they're getting pressure with their stunts, and they don't have to blitz, and that is what's really causing Stafford issues in both their matchups this year. I think they'll be able to run the ball, use the Rams' aggressiveness against them. So, yeah, I like the 49ers. You'll hear the narrative also, oh, you can't beat a team three times in a season. Well, since 2002, teams that swept the regular season that faced off in the playoffs have gone 5-3 straight up. So they won 5 of the 8. Usually, when you beat a team in your division twice, like a lot of times you're going to split. That probably speaks to the fact that you match up well more than anything else. So whenever people say you can't beat a team three times, it's garbage. So yeah, I love the 3.5 here. I'm shocked that we get the 3.5. I assume this closes 3. This is probably the dream matchup for the 49ers here, because you weren't getting a home game in the NFC Championship, and maybe you don't want to play at home, and this is the closest thing you're going to play to a home game with your fans. So, yeah, I think the Niners are going to find a way here.
I'm with you. This is if we assume the Chiefs win, they're favored against the Rams or the 49ers in the Super Bowl?
Yes. So here's another thing. I think that the market, the line 3.5 is odd to me because, you know, it closed 3.5. At the end of the regular season, there was still some uncertainty with Jimmy G. Maybe there's some uncertainty with the injury to Jimmy G. I thought he looked fine, and it was in the cold last week. He made some poor throws, but there were some drops too. Maybe that's priced into it. But I think home field is being priced into this line, and I think it'll be gobbled up by sharp money later in the week. Because if you look at some of the look-ahead markets, the Chiefs are 1.5 point favorites against the Rams and 2.5 point favorites against the 49ers. So that's implying there's a
one point difference. Say that one more time.
So they were, I think I saw this a day or two ago. Chiefs would be -1.5 against the Rams. Now keep in mind, this game would be played in
LA,
but Chiefs would be -1.5 against the Rams and a -2.5 against the 49ers, which implies there's a 1 point difference between the Rams,
the two teams,
which I can get to. And then if you told me that, fine. And then I don't have any home field advantage for either team here. So if you made the line 1, cool. I probably wouldn't bet it. If you made it 3, I'd probably still take the 49ers. 3.5, all over it.
NFL playoffs are in full gear, and everybody can get in on the action with a risk-free bet on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or if you already have an account. All customers get up to $10 back if your same-game parlay doesn't win. Okay, same-game parlays let you combine multiple bets from one matchup for a big payout. Bet a little, win a lot. You can combine bets on the money line, point spread, player stats, and so much more. I like FanDuel Sportsbook, number one sportsbook, easy to use, safe and secure, payouts within 2 hours. If you already have an account, just place your risk-free same-game parlay on any conference championship game to qualify. New customers, join today. Please use the promo code Colin. Okay, that's going to give you the risk-free bet. Plus, if you're a first-time betting with FanDuel, 30-1 odds on any team in the conference championship to win. Again, code Colin.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love, mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia, or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbookfanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Jersey, and Virginia. Or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana.
1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789. Or go to 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona.
Can I tell you about my friends at LinkedIn? Listen, it's a new year, 2022. We're all trying to find people that hire. For those of you listening that are in HR, running small businesses, wherever you are. And LinkedIn makes it easier than ever to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. Create a job post in minutes. I've done it on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of 770 million people. Focus on candidates with the right skills and experience. Use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified. Then use simple tools to quickly filter and prioritize who you would like to interview and hire. That's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/John. That's linkedin.com/John to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine fighting climate change every time you buy groceries or pizza. Now you can. With the Aspiration Zero credit card, you can reduce your carbon footprint by making the same purchases you always make. Aspiration Zero plants one tree every time you make a purchase. Or plant two trees when you choose to round all your purchases up to the nearest dollar. Track your progress in the app and earn 1% cash back each month you reach carbon zero. For a limited time, earn a $300 bonus when you open an account at aspiration.com and spend $3,000 in the first 90 days. Join the community that helps you fight climate change with every purchase. Aspiration Zero. One card, zero carbon footprint. The Aspiration Zero MasterCard is issued by Beneficial State Bank pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Beneficial State Bank member FDIC 2021. Terms and conditions apply. Visit aspiration.com/zero for more information.
Can I tell you about my friends at Shopify? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere, synchronize online in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. Scaling your business is a journey and endless possibility. I love how Shopify has the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed, from down the street to around the globe. Like mine, Shopify powers millions of businesses, from first scale to full scale. Reach customers online, across social networks, and in an ever-growing suite, integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and even more. Gain insights as you grow with detailed reporting of conversion rates, profit margins, and beyond. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. This possibility powered by Shopify. Go to shopify.com/John, that's all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Grow your business with Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/John, shopify.com/John.
Well, Stucky, let's soak this in. Every, you know, probably six and a half hours of football on Sunday. And then just hold on for dear life till the Super Bowl. And then I don't know what the hell we're going to do. You got college basketball. I got golf. And that'll have to take us to the summer when we just start thinking about training camp, you know?
Yep. Well, let me ask you this before you let me go. As a 49ers fan, both traveled on a scale of 1 to 10. What was your confidence level on the first two playoff games and then this one?
I would say the Cowboys game, very, very confident. Just Kyle versus McCarthy, didn't feel as – thought the Cowboys were overrated. The Dak versus Jimmy matchup was, to me, much closer despite, you know, Dak being, you know, $40 million quarterback. That played out a little more similar than we thought, or as I thought. I would say sure. The Packer game, I thought they were going to lose. Now, I had a little money on them just because I'm biased. But when I was watching the game, especially by about mid-third quarter, they were not going to score a touchdown, an offensive touchdown. So yeah. Even though their defense was playing out of their mind and Lambeau is
really not kind to Rodgers because his greatest strength gets neutralized. It's negative five degrees. You just can't, you're not going to throw for 400 yards. But they were not going to win that game if they didn't get the punt. I mean, it just was not going to happen. So they, now, the one thing, I was talking about this with someone yesterday. They are, and I heard Troy Aikman mention this. He's like, you know, this team reminds me of teams like from the 90s because they're not predicated on Mahomes. They're really more, remember that Brady team, those first couple of Super Bowl teams that ran out the tunnel like as a team? Like that, this team is, you know, predicated on, they've had guys, think who had the game-winning play against the Rams. It was Ambry Thomas. They've had Jimmy Ward make big plays. They've had Eric Armstead make big plays. They had Juwan Jennings. So they aren't as, like, the Rams are predicated on Stafford. When he's awesome, they're awesome. The Jimmy, I mean, they've been winning, and Jimmy probably gets shit on unfairly, but if he just doesn't, if he throws picks, the Niners would be in trouble. I don't think they can overcome interceptions, and they got lucky in the Packer game that their guys
were looking. He threw it where he, that's the time you want him to throw is his pick that he's going to throw.
And I would say even that, they got lucky that because that was a red zone pick. And in a game where points were at such a premium, right, that could have cost them the 3 points. It could have really fucked them. And then Rodgers throws that ball to Jones, and then they end up blocking the field goal. That was a crazy stretch of plays right there at the end of that half that kept the Niners kind of alive. Where in this game, you know, they got, even watching that Rams game week 18, they were down 17-0. Jimmy throws a pick. The Rams, if they're driving, if they score and just make it 20-0, it would have been hard to overcome. But the defense is just, I think the Niner, D'Amico Ryans, Stucky, has been fucking awesome.
Awesome.
Down the stretch. So, you know, it's just, and McVay, one thing I wonder, and we'll know, like, when we're watching the game, it'll be interesting how Aikman says, like, you know how Aikman always early in the game be like, you know, Sean McVay told us, they approached the elephant in the room of blowing that game week 18. He brought it up right away Wednesday morning when he approached the team. Or will it be like, they didn't even touch it? You know, they pretended it didn't happen. I don't know. That to me is going to be how he has those guys. Like, are they, you know, are they shook from that, or like they don't remember it? I don't know. I mean, that's, to me, if the Rams come out and win, McVay will get a lot of credit for being able to put that behind him. And same with last week, right? I mean, it was happening again to him.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not a McVay. I think McVay's awesome. And but for whatever reason, Kyle, they just play opposite, even though they're from the same, like the Shanahan's taught him. He likes to throw it. You know, Kyle, maybe one day Kyle will once his quarterback's a little bit better, but they're going to run the shit out of the ball. And Debo, I think, has scored multiple rushing touchdowns against them, definitely a passing touchdown, and he's thrown a touchdown. So he has destroyed the Rams this year. So can they just somewhat slow him down, or is he just on a mission right now? I don't. This game to me is football porn. I can't wait, bro.
It's fascinating. But the Rodgers point's fascinating because one of his biggest downfalls is he plays in Lambeau and then a bad division. So you're getting like the one seed in home field where you'd rather almost be on the road and going to these nice weather places if you're Rodgers and that passing offense.
Well, think about the Niners this year, Stucky. They went 2-4 in their division. Right. And won 10 games because even Arizona, like I made fun of them, but Arizona won 11 games. Right. I mean, they're tough. Yeah. Somehow Seattle and Pete Carroll owns them, but it's just Seattle's got to be the best 7-win team in the league this year. I mean, when Russell, they're good. They're not a joke. They're not like the Falcons or something because of Russell Wilson. So the Niners, you just get like calloused and you're just better, even though you might have a couple wins less than some of these teams. Look at the Bucks. I think they're a good example. Right. That division sucked this year.
Yep. Yeah, it's that I think McVay is great too. The one thing to watch here, the only complaint I have McVay is obviously a great like players coach, offensive mind. The one thing where I think he's really poor, fourth downs. And if you look at some of like the win over the last 3 years, win probability given up on fourth down decisions. Yeah, he punts, he kicks field goals. This just when he shouldn't. And you know, over the last 3 years, he's actually been the worst in fourth down management. So I think that he's actually way too conservative. And then you have like Staley, who's like way too aggressive on the other end. But most people look at McVay and you think he's like this young, fiery guy, which he is. But he gets real conservative at times on fourth down decisions. So I'll be watching
One thing that'll be interesting, and I think you saw it in the Bills-Chiefs game, because that was essentially, you know, like a Super Bowl matchup, right? Like, you know, a championship matchup. McDermott came into that thing. He was going to come out throwing haymakers.
Yep. And, fourth and two, and right, we're going at midfield.
Right away, and it kind of set the tone for the game. And Andy, at this point, once he's won the Super Bowl, he doesn't give a shit either, so he'll be pedal to the metal. Well, will either one of these coaches, you know, I would say McVay has a little more to lose. Just he's at home. You know, he made the trade for the veteran quarterback. They've traded for Von Miller a second and third. Does he come out operating like that? Or like you said, is he? Because Kyle, to me, the last couple of weeks has been a little like, whatever, we're not supposed to be here. And he's been a little freer. So to me, what coach is a little tighter? Because in the Chiefs-Bills game, they were both letting loose. And I hope that's the case, because I think you get better games when that happens.
Absolutely. Yeah, it should be a good one.
Thanks, bro. Have a good weekend, and check Stucky out. Action Network Podcast. It's out right now. So get your gamble on.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.